Okay, Chodesh Halvavos, Tuesday night, Sha'ar Yichud HaMaisa, page Kuf Ayin Ches. We're going to start from the bottom of Kuf Ayin Ches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. He was talking till now that the Yetzer Hara sometimes, when a person's intellectual and his whole approach is based on his own intellect, then what the Yetzer Hara tries to do is attack him on his own battlefield and say, yeah, so how come this and how come that? And comparative religions, and if they went out of Mitzrayim, so how come? You know, and he makes questions that maybe, you know, he's not capable of answering, and then he has them in his grip, and so on and so forth. So the Chavetz Chaim says that a little knowledge can be a dangerous thing. He essentially says that. And although he's the big pusher to understand things with Yoseichel, but you have to be careful that Yoseichel is not corrupted, that Yoseichel is Seichel Ayashar, and that you, that it's not the Eitz Sahara, that you're able to think about things objectively and hold it up against the mirror of truth to see if it's Nairishkeit or if it really holds water. Lochain Hishomer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines on the bottom. Lochain Hishomer, be careful. Penyima du Ashurecha, maybe your way will get lost. Miderecha Avos. But as much as the Chavetz Chaim Halvavos pushes intellectual questioning and rational thinking, but remember he always had a triumvirate of Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalah, we have a Mesoris, we have a Kabbalah, and then you have what's written, and then you have what you say. So don't move off of Miderecha Avos, Ushvil HaRishonim, El HaChidush. You want to be innovative, and Tifal Kafi Sichlecha, there's your Seichel. There are Mamish people like that. That goof is the Yetzer Hara. You know, here's a good example of the Yetzer Hara warping a true idea. And all he does is he has to warp it. Here's a good example. The Chavetz Chaim Halvavos, like, who's the biggest pusher of understanding things with your seichel and making sure you understand them and making sure they make sense and rational thought, etc., is the Chavetz Chaim Halvavos. So someone will say, okay, so then let me question this and let me question that. And the Chavetz Chaim Halvavos would want me to. But what's that? You see, but. So it's okay to question. See, this is the point. But if your questioning takes you down a path that's not like the Mesoris we have from our forefathers, we have an unbroken link. That didn't go away. That didn't melt away. You're supposed to supplement it and with a deeper, fuller personal understanding. But you can't be no different from it. The Tipori Bisfarascha, you'll say, okay, they were primitive thinkers, and I'm going away, and I'm figuring out what's right, what's wrong, how to paskin. You'll start off with the Tisyached Behekeshcha, Valtachshonus Havosecha. Don't think that they fed you lies, because they weren't smart enough. B'meshe Mosrei Lecha Ma'anfei Hanchiyosecha. Baltistars for Rosam, don't be so quick to shuckle off what they have given over to you, because they have it from their fathers, and this is a great Shalshelis. Kein Svora Shetashadish Lacha Shalom Kodmucha Bidiyasa. You think you're an innovator of this Svora, rest assured that whatever you think of with your brilliant brains, they thought of also. They were geniuses, and any objection you could raise why something is not logical or not true or can't be, they already thought of. Vamdu al kol totzoseha, or Ritzuyos or Nesodos, and they see all the ramifications and all the Totsa'os.
So is he basically saying that it is okay to question that you don't understand the logic, but not to question the logic?
That's perfectly put. As we accept that it's true, we have a Mesores, and that's rock solid. And then, you know, so it's like, what type of question? There's humility involved, right? Because if you're asking the right questions, then you're humble. And you, like you said, I don't understand, right? But if you're not humble, and you say, when I say that lotion too, it's not a good lotion. This doesn't make sense. You know, you mean it doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't make sense. That's valid. You know, it doesn't make sense to me. Let me struggle to understand it. It's an assumption that they know what they're talking about, and we struggle to understand. Even if you look a little, this is not as hard as it sounds. Because if even if you search a little, a subject or a topic that you feel comfortable with, that you feel you fully grasp the subject, you'll be able to see that the Yetzer is feeding you a pack of lies and making sphincters with none exist. We're on top of Kufay and Tesom and Aleph now. There is something to be said. We don't negate the past. We build on it, but don't run away from it. Dor oviv yikalel, das imoy lo yivarech, dor tor beinav umutsuwasa lo ruchot, v'amar ayin tilag lo obit ovid yikaseim, yikra'or v'nachal b'yachlu b'nei nesher. I think history shows that the rejection always starts, well, you know, it starts from the home, it starts from the Mesorah, it starts from, right? That's why it starts from the home, because that's kind of the place of the Mesorah. So that's their most violent rejection. They may not be able to verbalize it or understand it themselves, but they're really rebelling against the Mesorah. They're saying, like, you know, my parents told me this, but, you know, I don't know. Let me explore. Like, it's as much as we praise rational thought, but it would be a disaster and usher and wrong for a person to say, you know, so I'm going to start, let me start at the beginning, like Avraham Avinu did. Of course, it has to do with the fact that we're all one nefesh, so we already can reap the benefits of what Avraham Avinu did. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. But we can understand the wheel fully with all of its complexity and everything, right? We don't have to reinvent it. Okay. Stop here.